Hi, I'm Taryn Sanker, and this is the first of StanLib's Corporate Conversation series. The purpose of this series is to provide frequent updates to corporates investing in fixed income and money markets in South Africa. In this edition, I'm joined by Yulali Khos, who heads up the money market team within the StanLib fixed income franchise, to talk about all things ZARONIA, which stands for the South African Rand Overnight Index Average. Yulali, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Taryn.
I've got a couple of key questions relating to the transition from JIBAR to ZARONIA. The first one on my mind is, when exactly will this change from JIBAR to ZARONIA be implemented? And when should contracts be transitioned?
Taryn, if you look at the SARBs with South African Reserve Bank's timeline, the official JIBAR cessation will be announced in December of this year. So December 2025, they will say that JIBAR will cease to exist in December 2026. And that's also the day that they will fix the credit adjustment spread. From March 2026, no new JIBAR contracts can be entered into, so no new issuances will happen referencing JIBAR. And then from end of December 2026, no more JIBAR will be published, which means even if your contract's still linked to JIBAR, you will not see a new JIBAR rate to reset it against. Now, the credit adjustment spread is key in transitioning existing contracts from JIBAR to ZARONIA. That will be the spread that you use to go from a JIBAR plus a margin in your contract to ZARONIA plus the credit adjustment spread plus this margin in your contract. New ZARONIA instruments will not have the credit adjustment spreads, and those can already be entered into. So all testing has been done by the market relating to money markets, and this can then be new contracts can be entered into. We've already started entering into our contract, new contract last week. We traded the first money market ZARONIA linked instrument, and that was successfully matched in the market and settled. So, you know, as soon as possible, you can start trading ZARONIA, but you can also already start looking at your contracts that references JIBAR and seeing that the appropriate fallback language is in there, so that you can already transition these instruments, not already now, just have the language in your contract, but start transitioning them from early next year, so that come December 2026, you are ready to start trading ZARONIA in 2027.
Perfect. Thanks, Yulali. So clearly, 2026 is a key year for the ZARONIA transition. In terms of fund performance, particularly in the short-term interest-bearing fund space, how do you think the change from JIBAR to ZARONIA is likely to impact the way that funds in this space perform?
Taryn, I don't think the impact will be significant, and this is due to the credit adjustment spread that will be used to transition JIBAR-linked instruments to ZARONIA. So the credit adjustment spread is there to ensure market neutrality, so that an investor is in the same space before and after the ZARONIA transition. So the impact on fund performance should not be significant. However, the way we manage our funds, you'll have to start looking at that a bit differently, because where you would have known your interest rate up front with JIBAR, which was a forward-looking rate, now that you're trading ZARONIA, which is a backward-looking rate, your interest is not set for the three-month or one-month, six-month payment period that you had with JIBAR. So it's not, your rate's not going to predict what or anticipate what the MPC is going to do. It's going to follow what the MPC is doing. So there might be some portfolio changes, you know, positioning changes in your portfolio.
Yeah, exactly. That's quite a key change in the way that I guess you think about managing interest rate risk, I guess, especially in that front end of the curve. And in your view, what would you say is the biggest risk to the transition from JIBAR to ZARONIA?
For me, the biggest risk is this magnitude of contracts that need to be transitioned from JIBAR to ZARONIA. In-house, we did an analysis, and we've got a significant amount of instruments referencing Java. I mean, in fact, we've got entire portfolios almost referencing Java. So for me, transitioning those instruments, because it's going to have to be done one by one, is the biggest risk for me and challenge and thing that keeps me up at night.
Right, understandably so, right? With the assets under management in the money market business within fixed income, in the order of around 150 to 160 billion, is that right, Yulali?
That is correct, Karen, but the money market business, because most of the maturities are within a year, they would mature before the Java ceases to exist. And the whole reason they put in the March 2026 deadline that no new contracts can be entered into referencing Java is so that the last reset of that 1 year contract falls before Java ceases to exist in December 2026. So the bigger risk is for income fund managers referencing Java than for money market funds.
Yeah, that's a really great point, and I think it just goes to show that it's not a risk that exists only in that shorter in that in the money market space, but really it affects a huge portion of fixed income funds in South Africa.
Yes, especially if you look at all the listed bonds out there, even if you government bonds are mainly fixed, but there's the government bond that's floating that's only maturing 2030. So that will need to be transitioned alongside with a significant other amount of bonds and loan agreements for that instance.
Yeah, absolutely. And in turning our attention to asset managers, then, what would you say is the single most important thing fixed income asset managers should be doing to ready themselves for this transition?
So I would say, know when this transition is taking place, what is the impact, what needs to be transitioned, and then make sure your systems are ready. I mean, we've gone through a significant testing phase now to make sure that we can actually trade Zeronia linked, that they can be successfully matched in the market, because you don't want to be caught behind once the transition happens and you realize you haven't spent any time on system upgrades and you actually can't perform or enter into any Zeronia linked instruments.
Yeah, absolutely. So systems and system readiness really is top of mind for the asset management community. Yulali, thank you so much for your time and for your insights. If clients would like to find more information, where can they go?
Well, Stag is spending a significant amount of time and energy on this. And on our website, you can go to stanlib.com. And the easiest way to get there is just to go on the search button, click Zeronia, and you will find all of our information relating to Zeronia there. We've already done a webinar that's posted on there together with some slides, and all this information. This podcast will be posted there, and any new and upcoming information referencing Zeronia, we will be posting on our website.
Yulali Host, thank you again for your time, and thanks so much
Thank
for
you,
your
Catherine.
attention, listeners.